This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I haven't written any jokes lately, but I did retweet a seal looking at a butterfly, if you want to go look at that.
I'm Brandi Posey, and after the podcast, I'm running to Staples, and I look like shit, so nobody find me. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Oh, who found you? I'm Tess Barker with a life hack for ladies. Buy Old Spice deodorant and get turned on every time you smell your own pits.
Yeah, baby. Hey. This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hi, welcome to Lady to Lady.
Bow, 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 bow. You did it.
I roll.
You hit play. Congratulations. Keep hitting play on your life
every
day. Don't hit pause on your life.
No, I don't like this.
I don't know. Hit fast forward, but
download your own life.
Not the fast forward button that's like all the way to the end, but the one that goes two times. But don't hit it too many times because then it'll go 16 times.
But what if your playlist is on automatic and you need a break?
Then hit pause.
Just close the app.
Hit pause.
Just close the app on your life. Okay. We've lost it.
Yeah. I don't think we had it, to be honest.
Never had it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. It was working.
Let's bring on our guest.
I just mean I've never had it.
Yeah.
Let's bring on our guest.
We've never had the thread.
Oh, man. He's amazing. He's Bud on Grace and Frankie. You've seen him on MST3K, and he's got a great new show coming to Comedy Central in 2019 called The New Negroes, Baron Vaughn.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Voice on the mic.
Thanks for
it sounded
being.
Like the advice that you were giving before was to basically live inside the movie Click.
Yeah, exactly.
For
I'm just
a little bit.
Adam Sandler's a sponsor of this episode of the podcast.
I'll be working that, in. Now that I'm down.
So I take it you've seen the movie Click.
I have not seen the movie Click.
Oh,
I have. Seen
I have.
The movie Click.
Yeah.
Really? You've seen
two
it?
Two of us, yeah.
I kind of gathered from the title what the movie was about.
Yeah, you got the gist.
Here's the thing. It's sadder than you think it's going to be.
It's very sad.
You think it's a comedy,
it's
but
not,
it is not.
It's really depressing, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
I heard that what happens is he fast forwards through his life so much that the remote starts to be intuitive about what he wants to go through, and then he misses his own life. And that's the end of the movie.
Aaron, it's a lessons in presence.
Okay. Is it kind of like a ghost? Is it kind of like a ghost?
Ghost of past. It is.
Fucking,
it's a Christmas Carol.
It's a Christmas Carol with Adam Sandler,
but with a remote control instead. It's a millennial Christmas
Carol. I think people are still pitching Click. To be honest with you, though, because I've heard some people have this idea before, and I'm like, you're pitching Click.
Click.
Yeah.
Who knew that would be like
click
the most
pitch.
Kind of like? Forget the elevator pitch. Give me your Click pitch.
Yeah, especially considering most people don't even have, like, remotes anymore. I feel like it's all just, like, a video controller, like a game controller now.
But like you said, we are pausing.
Yeah.
We're pausing.
We're just pausing.
Yeah.
I feel great
we're
about
pausing
it.
Pausing or fast-forwarding.
I can't wait for when we have the movie where somebody gets zapped into their cell phone and, like, lives in their social media.
Oh, like them and their cell phone touch a magical skull at the same time?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of a Black Mirror episode. Or that's every
Black
Mirror episode.
I never watched it.
As much of Black Mirror as I've seen, it is every episode.
Pretty much every episode.
Yeah.
I will say you're right. We don't have remote controls except at my house. We still have seven at my house.
Yeah.
And
because you have seven TVs.
I know. But even like our one TV, it's like you have to know like a safe code just to watch a movie at my house. I feel like my mom every time I try to watch Netflix because it's like, oh, it has to be on HDMI 2 if you want the soundbar to be on.
And this is like a sports issue, right?
Oh, it's such a sports issue.
Yeah.
Well, it's very stressful.
Aaron. It's a sports issue.
Because Sean watches like every game that ever existed. So he has to have multiple
and Apple
screens.
TV. Yeah, it's
got you.
A lot.
Got you.
A lot.
What's your your system look like? What's your media system?
My system operates.
Uh-huh.
It's an operating system. What do I have? I have, you know what I did a couple years ago? I decided to buy a overhead projector.
Ooh, I like that move.
Overhead projector?
That I project onto a big screen.
Nice.
That's cool.
Now, the thing about it is that it makes me not watch TV during the day.
No, I like that, though.
Because it's too much work?
That's what
I'm
saying.
Or no, because of the light?
You can't see it.
Right.
So, I've watched less TV by going as far as I could possibly go with TV.
I like that,
though. That is smart.
We're back to caveman days. You're going by, like, the
when you said overhead projector, I definitely thought the one we had in school where they would draw with the dry.
It made me so nostalgic for those markers, and then the teacher would spray it and wipe it. Oh.
You like the cleaning
that
part.
That was some good math,
That was a cool gadget, though.
It was gadget. And they would have those clear film, like a big pack of those clear film things. And then remember when you would get called to the front, and like if you had good handwriting, you got to be the one that, just me?
I always felt bad for the left-handed people because they would smudge it up.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be like, come on, we needed that note for the test.
Start that left-handed shame right away.
I know.
Just kind of like, what's wrong with you?
I know. It's really,
are you a lefty?
No, I'm not.
My boyfriend is.
Rhiannon's a lefty.
Oh, so you know. Lefty too.
Yeah. Always like, I'm more aware of the world now because of it. Because whenever I go to restaurants and stuff, I'm like, okay, I know where I should sit to not ruin your night.
I hate to say this, but there is such a thing as right privilege.
Yeah.
That is actually a real thing. Left-handed people are dying earlier and stuff because of right privilege.
Wait, I just
got this. Where's
the left hand? I just saw
right-handed
that on
motherfucker.
Exactly. What did you say, Barbara?
What is that? I saw that on something, too, where they said left-handed people die earlier.
Is that true?
Because the world is made for right-handed people.
Oh, come on.
No, I believe it.
Oh, we couldn't cut scissors well enough, so I had a heart attack.
It's like a brain thing or something.
It was.
Oh, my God. My mom's left-handed, too. My mom won't drive a stick shift because she's left-handed. And she, like, I'm like, you can still turn a gear. I could do it with my left hand, I think.
I couldn't.
Really?
No.
I can't speak to the left-handed experience.
You
gotta check your right privilege.
Fair enough.
I love this. It just feels like I'm gonna outlive my boyfriend, and then I get the house. I can't wait.
Hey. There you go.
I want to ask you, Baron.
Yes.
So you've obviously done a lot of cool stuff, but you're the new Tom Servo in MST3K.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Did
I
you
am.
Get a lot of like people, like, you know, nerds freaking out?
Oh yes, of course. that's par for the course.
Yeah.
But was it good mostly?
You mean what the nerds had to say?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Luckily, after the show came out, it was good. Before the show, of course, there was this groundswell of why?
How could you?
But you know, people, because things get rebooted all the time, and they're horrible. But the difference with this was that Joel Hodgson, who created the show, always kind of was creatively guiding this.
Yeah.
Not kind of. He was.
Yeah.
So it's not like we got a brand new creative, you know, boss or whatever. It's the same thing, just different voices.
Well, and it is different because you're watching a new movie. It's not like the same plot happening.
True.
So you can't
really do
that.
Did you watch Mystery Science Theater 3000 when you were younger?
I did, yes.
Was that weird?
What do you mean?
Like stepping into something that you were familiar
with. Yeah. Of course.
Did you have a moment with the robot when you first got there? You're just like, I'm your voice, baby.
It's just me and you, Servo. It's time to have it out. Put out those tiny bot arms and let's just hug it, no doubt.
Right. Yes.
I don't even know what's happening. Come on here, you Servo. Don't you see you are the bomb? You're everything to me in a capital T.
Oh, wow.
That stands for Tom. All right. Now I'm getting dumb.
And then he slowly dies in your arms.
Exactly.
And
because he's a robot and no one's puppeting him.
Yeah, left-handed robot.
It's intimidating. It was intimidating for all of us. Myself, Jonah Ray, Hampton Young, just all of us kind of being like, we loved this show when we were kids. Yeah. Let's not ruin it.
I'm trying to think, like, what do you guys think would you never want to see remade again or, I guess, be in? You know.
Oh. Ooh, a remake you would never want to be in.
They've remade everything.
They've made so many
things. Look, I'm for sale. I'll be in anything.
That's
fair,
true.
I'm
available.
That I would never want to see.
I mean, they already did Total Recall for me, which I never saw. I would have said no to that
did
one.
Did you
probably.
See that? You didn't see that new Total Recall? Okay. I want you to see it, and I want you to text me what you think. That's what I want.
Why is it? Okay.
Is it awful?
It's not good.
I will say,
I mean, Verhoeven nailed it so hard in the first one.
Yeah.
Is that who directed the original Total Recall?
I believe. Yes. It's a Verhoeven movie.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That makes Total Recall totally different to me. Yeah. I totally didn't recall that he directed that movie. The new one was Lynn Weissman, who did the Underworld movies.
Oh.
And, of course, Kate Beckinsale, who did the Underworld movies.
Fair.
That was the new one. And Colin Farrell's in it. It just didn't...
Did they have the three boobs again? Still,
yeah.
That's the only thing they kept.
They did have they actually did have the three boobs.
Well, they knew who their audience was.
My friends, like, know that actress, the three boobs actress.
Wait, the original or the new? Yeah,
the original.
Oh, hell yeah!
Nikki Three Teeth.
They were in. Yeah, Nikki Three Teeth. They were in some kind of like. I
like how you say your friends all know her.
No. My friends know.
Oh, I
thought
you said my friends all know that. Like, I think there's this collection.
That would include you guys.
Yeah. I would be surprised if I knew her and I didn't know it.
They were in some kind of community service thing with this woman, and she was like very like diva-ish and stuff. And then they kind of like looked her up.
Do you know who I am?
Oh my god!
Do you know
what
boob I am?
Wait.
Oh my god.
Do you recognize these? And then she has a third one
and
that she pulls.
This?
Powered by these tits.
Yeah, exactly.
What a legacy, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I guess I'm angry. What I'm saying is I'm angry they didn't cast me in that for this new one, so that's why I didn't want it to happen.
So Total Recall, not for you.
Yeah.
Give it another 20 years. Be in the remake.
All right. Yeah. I'll hopefully have had a lot of access to plastic surgery.
Well, just hologram whatever boobs you want at that point. Or just boob holograms. Who cares?
That's true.
Whatever.
Okay.
That's how executives will talk about. We can hologram whatever boobs
you want. Get a hotter hologram.
Just what's our hologram boob budget?
Yeah.
$300 million? Take it to 500.
Yeah.
Do you think like, the value boobs. Of boobs will become inflated once we have hologram boobs everywhere?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. I'm really considering it.
I don't really want to see that day.
I just love the idea of like the one weird like reclusive nerd at home that just has like one hologram tit in the corner that he just keeps trying to like put his hand through, and it just keeps going straight through it.
Can't reconcile it.
It's like the little thing in Captain EO.
He had to get the budget one because the good ones you can actually feel.
Exactly.
The budget ones
like a cat laser but with a horny loser. Just like, give it to me. I can't get it.
Which
just
is a commercial.
One is sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking a budget boob is like he got it because he heard the commercial on the radio when he was like
a budget boob.
You need a boob? No credit? No problem. Here are budget boobs. We got all the hologram titties you want.
But only one at a time.
Yeah.
Don't the wait
only
for
place
payday
that I had to be going,
guy.
Hey, cups. Sorry.
Oh.
And scene. I'm sorry.
No, well played.
Round of applause.
Golf clap. I appreciate it.
I don't know if I would want Golden Girls, I think, would be my thing. I wouldn't want to see remade. I would like a show
but what if it was like Susan Sarandon?
Here's the thing. I want a show like it to exist. I don't want that show because those characters are so
iconic.
Didn't
they just make the movie Book Club? Wasn't that supposed to be?
You know, I can't believe I didn't see Book Club in the theater.
I'm pretty surprised.
I love old people.
Yeah. I didn't.
I heard it was
funny.
It's like,
Jane Fonda.
Diane Keaton.
Jane Fonda.
Candace Bergen.
And Mary Steenburgen.
That's a really good cast. I never know.
There's a Bergen. And
I keep saying syllables.
Was it Bergen? Bergen.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's Steenburger. Mary Steenburger?
Steenburger.
It's definitely
Ted Danson and Mary
Candace Steenburgen. Bergen. Steenburgen.
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. Tad Dancy.
This cast is actually pretty great. Right? You also got Andy Garcia, Craig T. Nelson, Don Johnson, Ed Begley Jr., Richard Dreyfuss, and Wallace Shawn.
Baron, did you see Mamma Mia 2?
No, I did not.
Speaking of Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia.
Oh, here we go again. Did you see Mamma Mia 2?
You know what? I'm honestly surprised you didn't see it.
Why? I didn't see Mamma Mia 1.
You know, I didn't either until recently, and I was like alone in an Airbnb in Austin. I was like, this movie is meh, and I'm like, who it's for, and I just can't. And then Babs
the second
to see Mamma Mia 2, and it does not disappoint. And Andy Garcia, I don't want to spoil much, but Andy Garcia fucking blows you out of the water.
Aaron Lampart was like, who's it? Andy Garcia was at the bar. Who is that? And I was like, he's from Mamma Mia. He's done so much other. He's done so many other things. Well, she loved the movie, so I was like, hello. He was just in the movie we saw.
Yeah.
But what else is? I mean, Andy Garcia is one of those people that just kind of has been around.
I feel like I know him from like what? He's from Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
He's in Ocean's
11. Isn't he in When a Man Loves a Woman?
I don't know.
And he's in like some Scorsese movie.
Spencer's shaking his head.
Oh, he's a
Baron God, Spencer's here shaking his head. Yes.
Godfather.
He's in the Godfather. He's in the Godfather Part 3.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that movie puts me to sleep like warm milk.
I've never seen a Godfather.
I've never made it all the way through The Godfather.
The first one or the...
Any of them.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like all the...
It kind of is like a warm hug. And
yeah.
It can lull you.
The string music and I just...
People were so aggressive about it in film school that I was like, nope, not going to do it just to fuck with you guys. I would come into class, I'd say my favorite movie was Ace Ventura 2 and I wouldn't watch The Godfather. Just really piss everybody off.
And then you'd just be drinking Coppola wine and everyone's like, but don't you see?
What's happening? Like, I don't know. It's just it's my favorite brand.
Oh, that's funny.
He's also in Geostorm, which is pretty great.
Oh, yes.
It's a real, real fun time.
Okay. Well, he's in Mamma Mia Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to say
Geostorm.
Can I just say it?
What? No, I don't think we can't.
Why? Okay. What can't you say?
We can't say the party place.
Something important happens at the end
of Garcia. It's an incredible...
In Mamma Mia 2. I've been thinking about for
weeks.
He's
got a great moment.
I've been thinking about it for weeks. Every time I'm in a bad mood, honestly, I think about this moment.
Yeah,
you think about the ending of Mamma Mia 2?
Yes.
Wow.
It's joy. It's just like joy.
Okay.
Okay, have you seen Magic
Mike? No, I haven't seen Magic Mike either.
Somebody compared it to Magic Mike 2, which it makes a lot of sense because it like no one gives a shit about really what's going on, but it's just
a fun time.
Yeah, it's just there for fun.
Yeah, it's part two.
Cool. Interesting. Who directed it? Is it still Phyllida Lloyd?
I don't know. I'm not
it's
a directory.
This feels
person.
Like a one-name director Phyllida, situation.
I don't know if it's Phyllida or Phyllida Lloyd. I believe directed the musical, actual stage show.
Oh. Did you see the stage show?
Mamma Mia, and then directed the movie. No, I didn't.
I'd be curious to know how it compares to the movie. Like, if I picture the stage show being like really minimalistic for some reason.
Well, I'm also because they put in so many songs in the second one that aren't in the musical, obviously.
Yeah, the second one feels like its own animal.
It is.
The director's name is Ol Parker.
Ol.
Ol. I don't know
what
how you
fuck.
That's actually a really good name.
Probably.
I was thinking McG. You guys remember McG? Yes.
Oh yeah.
No,
there was.
He directed Charlie's Angels and like a bunch of Orange OC.
He's kind of cute. Ol Parker.
Ol Parker.
He looks
very Scandinavian.
Ol Parker's
got some old cheekbones.
Yeah. That's impressive.
And a bold haircut.
Yeah. He looks like a good time.
You know, Ol Parker can park it, guys.
Hello.
Where? I don't understand. Where can he park it?
On my face.
On your face. I see.
Okay.
Speaking of Barbara, you had something weird you wanted to tell us about?
We don't. I don't.
Do we have time?
We don't talk. We'll do it in the secret sesh.
Okay.
Top secret session. It's a juicy one, though. Oh, let me tell you what.
Can't wait.
I mean, sort of. For me, it's not really.
Okay.
Comparatively.
So it's like
compared to humanity or compared to you? Compared
to me.
You, it's nothing?
Compared to humanity. Yeah, compared to me, it's nothing.
Okay.
Anyway, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Baron Vaughn.
Oh, that's me.
And I do feel that was like a very radio morning DJ intro. Like, welcome back to Lady.
Oh, sorry. I got the headphones on. We're actually, spoiler alert, we're in a studio today.
Yeah.
Do we sound more businesslike?
I would like to know. Would you guys feel like we all have briefcases right now? Mm-hmm. Listeners, chime in.
I've got a little briefcase.
The lines are open.
Do you guys have some kind of a businesswoman special?
Huh?
It's from Romy and Michelle. Come on.
I haven't seen I need to rewatch. I have not seen that movie in probably 20 years.
Everyone should just say a quote that no one else is knows.
I thought everyone knew that quote. Stares. But yeah, go for it.
Who says that
okay,
line?
2 weeks. Huh? All right.
It's from,
is that from 2 weeks' notice?
It's from Total Recall.
Oh, okay.
2 weeks.
Now I'm like racking my brain for quotes.
No,
not gonna happen. I don't have the brain for it. Do you have a photographic memory for that kind of stuff? Do
a
you have like a
photographic memory
or like a catalog memory of quotes from everything?
Yeah, what I realize that I do or have done is that like I memorize the rhythms of things.
Oh, I see.
So like if a phrase stands out to me, mm-hmm. like for instance, if I've seen someone's material enough, then I can literally do it exactly the way that they do it.
Oh, you know,
I remember
the
all of the intonations and all of the emphasis, and I can kind of just mimic rhythmically exactly what a person said.
That's cool.
I hope it is.
I think it is.
You sang when you were younger, right?
Say yes, little bit, yeah.
Baron's been on Broadway.
Ooh, okay. Broadway Baron. Right. Hello.
They call me Broadway Baron.
A Baron
of
Broadway.
What did you do on Broadway?
I did a play that was called Drowning Crow. That was like 2003. And
what happened to its wings?
I don't know. Okay. it was an adaptation of a play called The Seagull by Anton Chekhov. And so it was, that was like Alfre Woodard was in it, and Anthony Mackie, and a couple interesting people. And then I did Damn Yankees at the New York City Center with Jane Krakowski and.
Oh, cool.
Cheyenne
she
Jackson.
Lola?
She played Lola.
What?
Yeah. And Sean Hayes played the devil.
Oh my god.
I'm jealous that you got to see that, much less be in it.
That was the dopest part about it, is that like I didn't have to do a lot. So I just got to witness the show from the back and just kind of watch everybody work. And Sean Hayes was amazing. He was just such a delight to be around, is all I can say.
Yeah, I was rewatching like Will and Grace, and he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Timeless. Awesome.
Him and
Megan
together. Yes. Holy shit.
Well, he also apparently was a musician. Like,
oh, really?
he came here to be a musician, apparently. He's like actually like a classically trained piano player. Pianist, cool. They even call it. Not talk about
I've never heard
he's a big pianist.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And he played the piano in the play, but I always heard the legend, like he, you know, someone convinced him to audition for Will and Grace. He wasn't really an actor, but he just he's just
really?
A natural.
Wow.
It's apocryphal now. I don't know what is and isn't true, but I
you
would
know
believe
what?
It.
He kind of does have that accompanist face. Like, a good accompanist will kind of be there on the ride with you. Like,
that is true. He does have accompanist face.
That's hilarious. Where they have that focus, I'm with you. I'm
yeah,
with you.
Exactly. Exactly. Like an overeager chihuahua kind of.
I'm like auditioning for, it's not, you know, it's just somebody putting on a musical. I don't know what, if they're doing Cats. I think they're not allowed to say they're legally doing Cats because... because, like, they, you know, you can't do that without getting the lights.
Are they calling it Hey Meow?
But I'm like, but I'm auditioning Monday, and I haven't auditioned forever for, like, a musical.
What are your clues that it's Secret Cats?
I'll send you the thing.
Are the songs just, like, old thoughts? I'm thinking of old thoughts.
This is the second week in a row we've brought up Cats on this show.
Yeah, the Cats talk.
Yeah. It's Cats heavy recently.
And I don't like Cats, so I hope that's not what it is. But I do want to do musical stuff again. So I was like,
so
I'll give it a shot. It was just like in a lady comedy group being like, hey, we're like putting together a musical. We're not allowed to say if it's Cats, but if you sing a song from Cats, it'll be.
Like, oh my God. Oh,
wow. But I'm not going to because I don't know Cats. So I'm like, well, I'm not seeing Cats.
I can't wait till opening night. I'm coming.
Also, I just got a call from the guy who I played a dog in his musical. So I'm just really
Household
getting back
pets
into
is
it.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Babs, the ether. While we're here, can we please get your line from Annie?
Oh my God. My one line in Annie from junior high.
clear that throat.
You had to clear that throat. You gotta get that little vocal warm up in there.
Okay.
Bumblebee-hee, bumblebee-hee.
We ain't never gonna get out of this dump. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's beautiful.
I have you in the video. It's so funny because I just stomp up and I like shake the girl and I turn around. I milk
you
it.
You add like
as
eight steps,
much
before.
As humanly possible.
No,
because I was so angry for not getting Annie. Also, speaking about Damn Yankees, let me just get into my bitterness from High School Musical.
Uh oh.
For a minute,
the presidency is coming up again. Here it is.
But I wanted to do Damn Yankees so bad. I wanted to play Lola so badly in high school, and my stupid. Fucking drama teacher wouldn't allow it. And then the year after I left, he did it. And I was so, I was like,
wow.
I was despite so
you. That's like, yeah.
Ooh,
that's
you talked about you. It so much that it was like, just kind of like, maybe we can do that now.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
It's
who knows? I think he
reason.
Honestly did do it to spite me because he was
Ooh.
An asshole. But yeah.
I don't like that.
We just did garbage ones. We did The Mystery of Edwin Drood. Anybody heard of that?
I've never.
That's horrible. It's not
so
good.
Bad.
Wow.
It's a play inside a play, like, type garbage, yeah.
But you know what's a good bad? I like a good play within a play is Noises Off.
That's a great
I
one.
Love a good Noises Off.
Yeah, that's the timing and everything that is amazing.
Yeah, if it's, but I imagine if that's not
If that's not done well.
It's kind of like the Cats of slapstick physical comedy. Yeah.
The Cats of slapstick.
That's true. Wow. I love that. I want to make a play that just has that as the...
The Cats of slapstick musical comedy. That's the name of the play.
It's how to review everything. I love it.
I saw a musical that you wrote, didn't
yes.
I, Tess?
Oh, yeah. You saw it?
I saw that,
I want to see it so bad.
In New York.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see it. I will hear so much about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want to do it in LA. That's like on my, cool. kind of big
It'll happen. Yeah, it's such a crazy undertaking, right?
Yeah, kind of. Not really. I already did the hard part. I mean, really, it's just like getting just a couple actors. It's two actors and two musicians. Yeah, it's a small show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People cry at that.
But you have to actually rehearse it.
You have to rehearse
it. That's the hard part.
Yeah, and like it's pretty demanding for the actors because it's a two-person show.
Right.
Like they each have to learn, I think they each have... 8 songs, I believe. Yeah, so it's kind of a challenge.
They each have 8 songs?
There's 12 songs total. I want to say they each have 4 solos and then the rest are duets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like they're like hard. Harmonies that are not fucking around, and there's one song that's like these crazy staccatos. I mean, it's like kind of like hard music to learn.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't have to do any of that. I just watch.
That's cool. You wrote it. It's
done. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Could you do like a recording of it? Like
I have a recording of
it.
Oh,
you do?
Mm-hmm.
Put that shit on Spotify. Start getting those fractions of a penny. I don't know.
I mean, the sheet music is for sale if you're an actor and you want to use it in an audition.
I mean, hey, I got one coming up.
Oh, my Babs.
Hey, there you go.
Babs, sing my song at an audition.
Yeah.
I do want to get into that, like, kind of, I don't know. I miss doing musical theater a lot, and I'd like to do just, like, very low stakes as much as I can.
Type stuff?
I know exactly what you mean. I like have been, I think ever since Mamma Mia, my craving to be in a play is like
also the not very good production of Annie that we saw at the Hollywood
Where'd you
Bowl.
See it?
We saw it at the Bowl.
Ooh.
Because we both love Megan Hilty and we just wanted to see her.
Oh, Megan Hilty was in it.
Yeah, but she was Lily who has like no
she didn't have a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was fantastic.
But it was not overall it was fun. It was not great, but
the Annie was kind of a shit.
David
right?
Alan Greer was Daddy Warbucks. Yeah. He was
Holy
great.
Shit.
He was fantastic. He was
David Alan Greer is one of the best.
He was
can
amazing.
Do no wrong.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he was great. But I turned to Barb. I mean, like, we brought, like, a flask, and I was like, we're going to need more alcohol.
It was definitely what, you know, when you go to something with somebody and you're both, like, waiting to be like, this sucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't, neither of you really wants to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it wasn't, we're going to need a bigger boat. It was, we're going to need more alcohol.
Yeah.
Let's drink until the sun doesn't come out tomorrow.
Annie didn't have the red hair either. It was banana. She did. She had straight, long red hair. And it was like,
I know that.
Give us. There was like a lady there in cosplay as Annie.
Which
and I'm
was
like,
sad.
It was sad.
In and of itself.
But she
full grown lady.
That's like.
How'd she look, though?
She looked
good.
Great. Yeah.
It's sad. Accurate.
It looked
accurate
good.
Very accurate. Her eyes were white. She had giant white eyes.
Yeah. She just had the cartoon eyes.
I have had 2 experiences in LA where I've gone to movies where adults have been dressed in full cosplay for the characters, and then the movies have been garbage, and then I've had to watch them leave very sadly in costume.
Yeah. Which one?
Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull.
Oh yeah.
I saw it at the ArcLight Dome, and there were upwards of 7 Indiana Joneses just
Damn.
Walking out with just like whips trailing behind them after the movie.
Whips.
They were so sad. It was amazing. And then the other one was like the 3rd Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and there were so many Johnny Depps that were just like hiding their faces afterwards. Like, oh God, everything's over. Everything is over.
How many of those are there? Are there 5 or 6?
There
those?
Are. A lot. There's enough for a flag football team. I know that for sure.
Wow.
Because I have a friend that's a blacksmith that every day on every Thanksgiving they do a Vikings versus Johnny Depp's flag football game.
Whoa.
In Burbank that happens every year.
Are there still as many now? I mean, I'm sure no
What are those guys
Depp? Do. They have there had to be drop off after the scandals.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that.
I mean,
You'd think, yeah.
They're playing the character. They're not necessarily Johnny Depp.
That's fair.
They're Jack.
Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
And now that guy's like his robots in Disneyland in perpetuity or until they pull his robot, but I don't think they will.
They're not going to pull it.
His robot.
Just where's that corner of Hollywood that just has all the like all the wax sculptures and robots of all of like the fucking
disgrace.
There's a museum somewhere just filled with wax OJs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guarantee it is a scary walk. They should just open that.
It really
and it's just
be.
OJs in different poses.
I'm getting chills
you walk
thinking
through
about
it.
I'm
just like, oh God.
Come to the haunted OJ house.
This is him just writing if I did it. Laughing. laughing, just a silent laugh for all of eternity.
Like a typewriter.
The animatronic thing's the worst, the movements.
Yeah.
I'm not black, I'm OJ. Yeah. And then his mouth still moves. All right.
Yeah, that room definitely exists somewhere in Hollywood. Mm. I think about that a lot. Like, I remember moving out here and being like, there's like a corner of Hollywood that's just a bunch of like dusty Ewok costumes, just like somewhere unused. Just like a hanging rack of Ewok skin somewhere in Hollywood.
Yeah, I think if you use it, if you're an Ewok for money, you use it until it's, I mean, it's probably like that favorite pair of jeans, right? Like, you're going to wear it until you get a hole in the crotch.
Once they were in the movies.
But I, she's like she's from all the movies. Ones
yeah,
the
like
movies.
All these props from all these old movies.
The actual
they're,
ones.
They're somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I think, don't they go into some kind of like storage?
Sometimes, like museums.
Yeah, they're somewhere.
Yeah.
They're somewhere in Hollywood.
I just read an article about how we are having a hard time preserving important plastic things from the past. Because, like, things like spacesuits and stuff,
they're just dissolving.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably good, though, right?
I guess, but what's...
Well, put these plastic straws to use.
Oh,
let's
there we go.
Melt them down.
Yeah.
Reform the new spacesuits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm into that.
Genius.
I love the idea of, like, docents 50 years from now, just like, you know how, like, whenever you see a docent just, like, fixing old paintings, but doing that with, like, Paris Hilton's old purses and shoes, just, like, update the hot pink right here, just...
As you can see, this is the camera that Kim Kardashian used when she became a celebrity. Who's with me? It's a classic Magnavox. Okay, I got nothing.
That's right. They can like they can you walk up and you see your face on hers or whatever in the
video.
Green light, is that what it's called?
Oh, I don't know.
Black light? Night vision.
Oh, night vision.
Yeah. Oh, from the
why
sex tape.
Why were those? Because Paris
there were so many night vision porns.
Like, why not just turn on a light and fuck? If you're fucking on camera, I mean...
You want the lighting to be good.
I feel like they even then, I guess they... maybe it's an insecure thing, like fucking with the lights off.
Did they know they were being taped?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have not watched these tapes,
two,
so I don't know.
Those two are for sure know they're on tape.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what's puzzling about it. It's not like a secret thing.
Are the goggles like a turn-on? Is that what the night vision goggles? Or?
Well, it's not like... It's just like
the camera.
The camera. So it looks like it's like a deer in the headlights with the night vision
It literally
thing,
looks
it's
like...
green.
Yeah, like
it's
when green. You see a possum in your security
I'm glad that... Yeah. I'm glad that me and Tess have seen these.
Yeah, I'm glad that Barbara and I are actual Americans.
Okay, sorry.
Did you guys see the Tommy Lee and...
Seen bit clips.
Seen Hulk Hogan. I've
watched
so
the whole
ones.
One.
Yeah.
I have not seen all the sex tapes. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh my God. What's wrong with you people?
No, I don't want to. I'm good. I'm good.
I'm just curious. It's not like horny. It's just curiosity.
Well, the Hogan one especially sounded really depressing. So I was like,
nope. You know what? The Hogan one is interesting from a design standpoint His tan line is so severe that you truly can't tell whether he's wearing underwear or not. Like, that's how pale his ass is. Yeah, it's blinding. It looks like tidy whities.
Oh, man.
His butt is so white. It looks like he's wearing white underwear.
Yeah.
That is a disturbingly
specific
thing.
I don't think that's what I took away from the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Is he one of... No, that's Bret Michaels that wears the thing because he just has his, like... His
He's bald. Yeah, nobody's ever seen it.
He just has extensions.
Yep, I used to know the bus driver for Bret Michaels, his tour bus, and he was never seen without a bandana on. And once every 3 months, a bandana girl would come that would bring new bandanas with hair extensions coming off of it, and he would try them on in the back, and then those were his new. It was his new hair.
Wow.
Yep. So
I get it.
He's got a bandana guy.
That is a level I ascribe to. Is that the word?
Yeah.
I can't wait till you go bald.
You
It'll be great. I can do that for you.
Aspire.
Aspire.
Yeah, ascribe. I was like, yeah.
Transcribing.
That's a level I transcribe interviews to. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, I just love that because that's from Spencer's Gifts, right?
Yeah. Like,
that's
okay,
for
here's
sure the
it's
only
those Tony Little
those.
Hats.
This is right? a question. If you guys had fuck you, like super famous money, what's the dumbest thing you would get regularly done?
The dumbest thing?
The dumbest thing.
Mm. Or whatever, like an indulgence that...
Just like you don't have to worry about anything and it's just something that's stupid. Just
yeah, like I guess Bret Michaels needs that for his image, but something like that
something
where it's like this is like... beyond what anyone should have.
I mean, my first thought was like just a wall of Area 51 arcade machine games. That's what I would do because it's my favorite arcade game and I would love to have Area 51 parties.
But they're all the same game, right?
But yeah. That party.
I just want a bunch. I just want like a wall of them. I just want to see it. I feel real.
Oh, just, that just cool. Aesthetics.
Yeah, I just want that to be a wall in my house.
It is funny how Area 51 stayed. Last time I played it, which was like a month or two ago, you remember everything. I'm
You do.
Alien here. I like remembered all of that.
Huh. I have several high scores around the country in Area 51 games.
Oh, goodness.
If I'm doing a show and there's an Area 51 game and I got time to kill, I'm going to murder a lot of aliens.
What are your initials on the game?
BNP.
BNP.
I'm same with Burger Time, so check me out in Burger Time. Portland, Denver.
Uh-huh.
Those high scores.
I didn't know I had celebrities in the room.
Yeah. All over the place. I'm like Banksy. It's great.
That's what I would do. I would build. Have you guys played Burger Time?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. It's classic. You have to build a burger by like running up and down these things and hot dogs and eggs are chasing you.
Like, that's fun.
It's kind of like Donkey Kong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really Donkey hard though. Like it's like very hard. They made it impossible to pass like three or four levels, but that's what I would do. Build a real life. I think that'd be fun.
That would be super cool.
Build a real life Burger Time.
I think
time
you would regret that.
They got the
not
space.
If I had so much money that was the fuck you thing.
That's true, because then you could just build it. Otherwise.
Actually, I mean, honestly, I just really want to put on crazy fun parties, so I think I would build that for a party.
Mm. That is a fun, yeah. That's like a
there'd be lots of foam stuff, so no one hurts themselves.
I would like an adult size like DZ Discovery Zone slash like Chuck E. Cheese, but like
slides like that go
a playground just, kind of an indoor playground.
Yeah, just a little bit bigger for adults that doesn't smell like piss. I think that's
like
what would be
that.
Great. Yeah. I think that'd be, I mean, the ball pit would still be disgusting.
Yeah,
but.
I don't think you're going to get that doesn't smell like pee guarantee.
You got to get a full staff on that.
Yeah.
You got to have a piss dedicated staff.
Piss dedicated staff, and the balls get rotated out.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes, that's what you got
to
do.
And then the old balls get donated to less fortunate ball pits. Yeah.
They just have one of those tubes like the bank where it like spits it out.
Yes, I love those bank tubes were so fun.
Those were
that
cool.
Was like that was the most Jetson shit I'd ever seen when I was a kid.
Didn't he like what is it Blank Check where he like has one of the
Blank Check?
Yeah,
it's that's a pull. That's
they're gonna remake the shit out of that soon.
Oh,
I bet you anything.
Oh, for sure.
Hope so.
Do you think what it would
I hope
the money,
Jenner is in it.
What do you think the money amount will be? Because it won't be a million. A million's like
for
nothing
Blank
now.
Check.
A billion.
Yeah. $1 billion?
Yeah.
Like a Brewster's Millions type thing? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that like what's it called? Austin Powers where he thought
$1 million.
Get with the inflation, bro. That's probably the best joke in that entire movie. Yeah.
That shit holds up. Come on.
What, Austin Powers?
The whole thing?
It's pretty interesting.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I believe you.
Thank you.
I've been to the they got a Austin Powers themed bar in Glendale.
Oh yeah.
Oh really? What's it called?
It looks terrible.
The Electric Pussycat.
Oh, that's the name of the bar in the thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's not that good. The drinks are very expensive. They also have these milkshakes that that will like give you a sugar hangover the next day. They're very fucking intense. And then they have a mini-me impersonator that nobody talks to because you don't know if it's like offensive to take photos with them or not.
Oh no, if they're in the bar.
No, but it's like but everyone's just kind of like I'll take
the fucking picture out of the without
me. Okay. You're on it then.
Right
that's
now.
On you.
I'll
I just remember
the
getting there. There were
it'll be really funny because I'm really tall.
Yeah. There just weren't a lot of people there, and he was just on his phone in the corner.
But he's got to walk around.
Yeah, you
don't want to ask somebody on their phone.
No, that was it, too. It just was a lot of, like, okay. But they do have a giant mural of laser sharks up the side of one wall, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, fuck all these fucking half-assed. I'm so sad.
If you're going to open a novelty bar,
you got to really
bar.
Do it. Yeah, hire exactly. us. We'll do a good job.
Yeah, pull it off.
Anyway, look for our Lady to Lady novelty bar coming soon. We'll be right back.
Bye. Back, we are talking about horny ghost time.
Yeah. What a great intro!
That's hilarious.
Just to fill you in,
we were talking
Welcome
about our formative sexual moments.
Top three most fuckable ghosts. You can find that on Barbara's album.
Main joke. Someone always says Casper.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah,
it's Wyoming.
Yeah, exactly. It's a ghost town.
I bet that's probably a fetish. People who are trying to fuck
people. Towns. I'm sure people in Casper, Wyoming are trying to get fucked. And there is, have you seen that documentary on YouTube about people that have objectophilia?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh,
I
mean, they, someone like, in love is trying with buildings
to fuck and stuff? The woman who I am fascinated, who's married to the Eiffel Tower, yeah. And they're lesbians because the Eiffel Tower is a woman. And she takes off her underwear and she sits bare puss on the Eiffel Tower and fucks the Eiffel Tower.
That's incredible. Your description of it, though, is she better. Does. It's poetry.
Yeah.
Somebody has a really funny joke about
bare puss on the Eiffel Tower. Damn. Coming soon from Joni Mitchell. That is a piece of poetry.
Good vibrations.
Ooh, man. So many tourists there all day long, and then just...
It is. She goes and she finds, like, a private spot, and she just has, like, a sensual fucking of the Eiffel Tower. It's crazy.
Yeah, who else? There's a guy who's in love with his car, I think. He fucks the exhaust pipe.
There's a woman who... I think it's a woman that's in love with her bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Look, I'm considering myself very open-minded.
Yeah.
But...
Yes.
If my child comes home one day with the lawnmower...
And that's
like,
a dangerous
this
one.
This is my partner. I'm not gonna like it.
This is the future, Baron. This is the future.
Your kid easily could fall in love with a robot.
A robot is what I'm anticipating.
And will you accept a robot?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm botist or not.
Yeah.
Ooh. Machinist specious.
I mean, somebody Alivist. Has a joke about the Eiffel Tower lady that I've seen before because they're like, damn, like you must think highly of yourself if the fucking Eiffel Tower is your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
like I dated Leaning Tower Pisa. didn't work out.
Kind of Twin Towers
they
didn't
were
really
left-handed.
Work out.
Yeah, yeah.
My first experience was getting fingered by the Paris in Vegas. Yeah. I realized that was better than that.
It gave me a taste for fridge buildings. I just love the accent of a French building.
Aww.
I mean, I do get it. The Eiffel Tower, like, as far as buildings go, pretty sexual.
Yeah. Okay.
The Washington Monument obviously is a dick.
Yeah.
I had to do, when I worked at MTV, I remember one morning I had to do a listicle of people pretending that the Washington Monument was their dick.
Oh, boy.
And I had to find, like, 50 people, and it's really easy to do.
Oh, I'm sure. That's a lot.
Of pictures who are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you trying to jerk it off? Yeah, there's a lot of poses you can do with it.
Yeah, it writes itself.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And you lean against the leaning power. Yeah, fun with perspectives. Yeah. It's great.
Check out Brandy's new textbook coming.
Hey, isn't it crazy how things look different from different angles? What? It's what a
That's
world.
That's it.
Yeah.
The end.
It's more of a pamphlet than a book.
Let's do a lady problem, shall
we?
Would
love to.
Yeah.
Do you like to give advice, Baron?
Yeah, too much.
It's good.
Good.
It's good. If you have lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Okay, here we go. Hey, ladies. Sorry for the long message, but I'm at my wit's end. That's why you say hi to us.
Mm-hmm.
I have two friends who both struggle with self-confidence, and it's affecting their dating lives. My first friend, Kelsey, is on the dating apps, but is still talking to three exes who are terrible. One only gives her attention on his terms, one strung her along and dumped her after not getting what he wanted, and the other was just a total loser with no future. Triple threat. Every time a guy starts to talk to her on an app, she overthinks it, says he's probably not interested, and then stops talking to him, or she friend-zone him. She's been single for 5 years and is always wanting a boyfriend. My second friend, Sarah, broke up with her girlfriend last spring and has been trying to get out and date since the fall. She calls herself a potato.
Sorry.
I'm excited to hear that.
She calls herself a potato and says she is undateable.
Why a potato? I would eat a potato.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah, they're
she great. Will download apps and then delete them before anyone can match with her or even try to talk to her. Though she has some matches and conversations, she doesn't get further than talking to them on the apps. I've talked to them and encouraged them to go out and at least have a first date, but it's not happened yet. It seems to be a vicious cycle of talking to someone, saying it's not going to work, and then deleting. I'm laughing at this because this is what I do. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm laughing. And then deleting stop talking to the other person. Love the show and advice you give. Love, Caleb. Thanks, Caleb.
Hey, Caleb. I met him in Nashville last year.
Oh.
Or a couple months ago. It was great.
He's very sweet.
Yeah. Cutie.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do shit.
Yeah.
That was very intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your friends have to come to terms with themselves.
Yeah, I think the real issue is not what the friends are doing, but the fact that he's having to listen to this bullshit, and what is he going to do about that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's more the issue.
Yeah.
Because it is like, I bet you it is also like they've gotten to a point where like, this is how they get the attention that they want, because like this is like how they've chosen to define themselves a little bit. It's like, oh, no, but this is who I am. I'm going to stop, and I'm undateable, and poor me, poor me, poor me, and that's the validation, and that's the cycle that you're in, stuck in.
Yeah, because if you feel like you can't get the validation the way that you really want, or whatever, mm-hmm. this is how you know it. And
yeah.
So it's easier to kind of just do that and cut out any chance of getting hurt also at the same time. Love that one.
Hey.
That's a great move.
Woo-hoo.
yeah, it's – so what do you think about – I mean, I would love to know how old they are. How old was he when
Caleb's
you met him?
Probably, I would say either late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
Sorry if I'm wrong about that, Caleb.
I mean, it's very hard to tell people's ages.
Yeah, I can't gauge.
Because I would say it's hard, you know, there's a big difference if you're like 25 versus like 35 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if they were 35 and still this was still going on, I would be way more worried.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem like an issue that people grow out of eventually as they get more confident and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I wonder if they're friends with each other and, like, they could make, like, a pact of some kind to be like, we're going out tonight and our goal is just to, like, talk to somebody and, like, you know, just, like, set goals together. Get yourself the fuck out of it.
I mean, yeah, I think just get real with both of them individually and just be like, look, you're never going to meet anyone if you don't take any risks. Whatever, like, whatever you want to say, and then be like, I'm done hearing about it.
Yeah.
Here's your deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's where he's at. Like, I feel like he's just worried
about
his friends.
Wit's end.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
true.
He is out of wit.
Yeah.
He cannot
think
of things
that are clever.
But that's
just what being a friend is. It's putting up with shit that, you know, it's. I agree, but also that's life.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to cut someone out of your life.
No, not cut them out, but I think that you don't have to hear the same bullshit over and over again.
Well, like, because then it becomes enabling.
Are you talking about, like, setting boundaries and
stuff? Yeah, setting boundaries. Like, it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you have these friends that go through a breakup and you're there for them for a while, but then it starts to be, after several months, a broken record. And you do have to be like, I'm not going to have this conversation anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there does have to be a point, I think, where you're like, here's a little perspective. You've been saying the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
Have you said – I have not said that to anyone.
I've been frank with people for sure. Like, here's why this is happening. If you want to know the truth, here's why this is happening. And I have told people
I just think
that.
It's hard. I think it's, you know – Hard to actually do that.
Doesn't what you're somebody. Saying, though, it speaks to what you said before, though, Barbara, like where you were talking about they have to reconcile with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like if you know that, but you're always the sounding board, if you're always the receptacle which they dump their problems on,
that
you know that it's about that they have to figure it out. But you just become part of the cycle of them basically doing what Brandy was talking about, then that kind of speaks to that, where it's like if you set boundaries, then hopefully the hope is that you enable them to have to look at their own stuff because they don't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or they'll self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
Two sides to every coin.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. That's what the issue. I just am saying for me, like realistically saying
it's super hard.
It's hard. Yeah, but I think that's that's also the most you can do for them.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, you can't solve the other.
You
shit.
Can't. These other. You can of course can't solve anyone else's like intimacy issues.
That's, yeah, psychologically. Intellectually, I agree with what Tess is saying, but emotionally, I'm exactly like you. I'm not going to say shit to anybody. Like, I'm like, who am I? I don't have all the answers to my stuff. Like,
I'm not saying that he should have the answers. I'm saying that if it is getting to the point where there's just where if it's becoming like a one-sided friendship and they're just continuing to talk about the same problem over and over again, I think it's fair to point that out.
Which is wit's end.
Absolutely. Well, I've definitely like had friends before where it's been like, oh, they don't even like ask you about your day or your life at all because they're so obsessed with
kind of launch
their...
into their own thing.
Yeah. And I had a roommate one time that would literally just open the door to my room after a date and be like, I have to tell you what's going on. I'm like, literally, my door's closed and you haven't, and you haven't asked me anything about my life. It feels good to not be in my 20s anymore. and like, we stopped being friends over because it just like straight up couldn't help. We just didn't have boundaries anymore. And it turned into a whole thing. I was like, no, I don't. I don't know if she was always a narcissist or if she just like fanned the flames and kind of became one, but that's kind of where it ended up, where it was just so just like caught up in her own drama constantly at all times. And it's like, well, that's not interesting to anybody else besides you. And you're
I had to tell my half brothers because they were always talking to me about their video games. I said, look, no one else finds this interesting. No one. Honestly. And I had to tell them. Someone had to. Everyone else was like, I was like, you go out in the world, no one wants to hear about that.
No one gives a fuck about Minecraft.
Thank God. Tell
Jesus.
Them, yeah.
Unless you find a specific community for it.
I'll let them just – that wasn't my place.
Yeah. Well, I do think it's, like, important to, like, you know – look, I don't want to hear about Minecraft. Get it the fuck away from me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to also, like – if they're just – like, what else are they, like, doing with their time and stuff like that? It's like, you know, are do they have like work friends that you can go see after work? Like, the more full of a person you are, the more like you don't have space for that stuff, I feel like, too. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, if you have like other interests and like hobbies and things like that, where it's just like, you know, I don't know. If you're going to keep like deleting those things over and over again, then obviously it isn't a priority in the way that you want it to be. So just say, not going to worry about that for a while. Because it's not like you're even going on dates. You know, neither one of them are. It's just like they're, no. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's just really, I hate watching someone not jump off of the high dive. Like, just fucking jump. Go.
It's hard for a lot of people, though.
I know, it's difficult. It's frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
Mm. You mean, for the people not jumping off? Or
yeah, because that's what they're doing. Like, they're just letting their fears, like,
yeah, they're stalling out.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know.
To stay in limbo.
Well, do it.
The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results every time. Blah, 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 blah.
And fear makes you insane.
Yes. Huh?
Do you guys think that really is the definition of insanity? Because I've always thought that wasn't.
No, I think it is.
Really?
I don't think so. Because
I think insanity encompasses so much more than that. And
well, I think it's a definition. I don't think it's
right.
Like
I know, but that's like always the like by the like the definition. Right. And like, have you met an insane person? They're very unpredictable.
Fair. Definitely fair.
They're not trying anything.
Right.
They're trying all of the things at all of the times.
Exactly. They're not like, I'm having an omelet on Tuesday. They're like, I'm having a space cap on.
I did like I like Brandy's suggestion of like throwing them together and be like, all right, who can like outside each other?
Yeah. Because here's the thing. I bet you they'll both come to you separately and be like, God, that person was a drag. Like, I swear, I bet you that will happen. And it's like, mirror, motherfucker, look into it.
Yeah.
But if that isn't the case and it's the opposite and like these are friends that you have great friendships with and they just are fuck ups with relationships, then it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm trying to think because, like, as somebody who has done the, you know, exactly this, has been dating, did all the on and off the apps, blah, 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 all the shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that got me over it was just kind of, I still do it. Okay, like, I just downloaded Tinder again and we'll delete it, but I'm not caught up in it. I'm not like, this is my life, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of just there if I, like, feel like it. But. I don't know. It's just kind of when you don't have, you know, I haven't been in a long-term relationship in a long time.
Right.
Yeah. It gets very lonely and you get moments where you're like, I just need some kind of thing even if it's on a screen.
Yeah.
So, and then you back off because you know you don't actually want it.
Yeah. Or you want to meet somebody a real way or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, so I do understand like where they're coming from. But it really, it's just up to them and time. It's like you can't force
It's
anything.
Interesting because it also seems like they don't – neither one of them has a lot of self-confidence. And it's like – I feel like sometimes you need to think about like what kind of partner would you be to somebody else? Like what do you have to give to somebody else? And if neither one of them are like in a place where they have anything to give to somebody else, then like I don't know. Maybe you should be like working on yourself and dating. And that's easier said than done obviously. But if they're not even going on dates and stuff, then it's like, all right, well like what – why don't you think that you're somebody interesting to talk to and that somebody wants to talk to you any longer? Like, go fucking work on yourself, you know, other than just, like, deleting and, like, stopping before anything even happens, you know?
I mean, I think that's always the answer. It's like, you know, everyone says, like, just concentrate on your own shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. I don't know. I feel like what Tessa is right thing, you have to be like, hey, like, I can't be
– yeah.
I can't be this, like, you know, fucking sponge anymore for your bullshit because you're bringing me down.
Well, and a lot of people, I think, also you get into, like, emotional relationships with friends where it's, like, you're getting that, like, emotional charge of a relationship from somebody else. And I could see that being something that they both do where you're like, oh, I have an emotional boyfriend. I have an emotional girlfriend. And it's, like, then you're not actually even open to anybody else because you're just, like – halfway involved with somebody even though it's not sexual at all, but like you're getting like the intimacy part already taken care of, which is unfair to that person and to yourself because you're not like actually open to what a full relationship would be.
It's hard for people to know that they're doing that though.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people do that without having no idea that that is what they're doing.
Without either person knowing that. And then like what's the difference between that and a friendship in a lot of ways? Like,
well, I mean, I think that like you if like I've been in those situations when I was younger where it's also just like I will have like – they don't want you to have other friends. They become like jealous and become like they like want you just to themselves. Or like you just – you have friends that like, you're really close with but you also like – you know like the difference between like how you share with a boyfriend versus how you share with your friends. Yeah. You can be – I have like be super close to your best friends but there's also like having somebody that's so in your corner that they know everything. That's like that relationship shit.
But I do think that that helps when you aren't. Yeah. Like, there are definitely yeah. friends who I hang out with more because we're both not in relationships.
For sure.
We're our, each other's surrogate yeah. thing, and you have to have that, or yeah. else you're going to go fucking crazy.
Are
you
there
know?
Clearer boundaries, though? Because that seems to be the thing for me yeah. that becomes the difference between being, like, emotionally entangled with someone, mm-hmm. where it's just sort of like you don't necessarily have an or you're trying – you aspire to not have an attitude about everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't mean, like, an attitude like I'm mad, but, like, you have – you know, when you're, like, romantically entangled with somebody, you can have feelings about their things mm-hmm. that kind of trigger your own feelings, and then it gets really emotionally complex because mm-hmm. – but then with the friendship, sometimes it's kind of like you've agreed to not go to that place.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just, like, I'm not going to take – like, you can be emotionally intimate, but you've agreed that, like, at the end of the day, you're you and I'm me.
Yeah. I'm like yeah. – you take things less personally
mm-hmm. yeah.
because
and I
of
think
the,
that's what's
the
great
style
about
of
it.
Investment.
I think yeah. that's what can make friendships sometimes even kind of in some ways more intimate than yeah. even a romantic relationship is almost because that it's removed.
You still have
like,
that independence.
You can be yourself because it's like, yeah, I can be myself and you know mm-hmm. that this isn't like
well, and that's
you.
What some people say we need to do romantic relationships a little bit more like friendships.
Right.
Yeah.
Where the stakes aren't so high all of the time. Mm-hmm.
You're not so intertwined at yes. the end of the day. Yeah.
Well, that everybody's got their own things, but what you feel might not necessarily have to be about me. Like mm-hmm. all
right.
you need is for me to listen to you and not to solve the problem in some sort of way, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
All right, thank God.
Yeah.
Like if I come up here and I don't say anything that makes sense, yeah. I'm not going to feel like I'm a true lady to lady.
You passed the test. Man guest.
Now I can get out of here to my next podcast, Gravy to Gravy. It's kind of like this, except different gravies.
It's lots of buttons.
Well, we know what's in these mugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gravy. As he drinks it.
That made me laugh for some reason as I was in mid-sip.
Yeah.
Turkey.
That sip laugh. But yeah, good luck. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the end, I guess,
yeah,
good luck.
Yeah. Whatever.
We appreciate and empathize with your problem. Sorry, Caleb.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
they
work it.
As always, make them listen
they'll
to
work it out. Mm-hmm. They will. Everyone always eventually does.
Yeah.
For the most part. And if they don't, they don't.
You get sick of your bullshit at a certain point. You know?
You
and
know
then
what?
You either fix it or
this is
you
what
lose
I have to
everybody.
Say. If they want some advice about what to do, they can listen to the Top Secret session where I'm going to talk about how I'm dealing with this.
I'm excited. Okay.
I like that. Patreon.com/ladytolady. $10 or more a month will get you the next segment of the show.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, yeah, thanks for doing the show, Baron.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Where can people find you and all the shit?
Oh, me? Okay, just look me up at baronvaughn.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's my radio voice. Look me up at baronvaughn.com.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. And is that it? You guys
yeah.
have any
yeah.
last tidbits?
No.
What about three tidbits?
What about three tits?
Three
my favorite.
Tidbits.
It's my favorite character from Total Recall.
Hey, hey.
I will be, as soon as it's available, I will be selling a hologram of my boob.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah. We're going to go find some hologram pieces.
My one.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.